الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: البخيل إذا ذكرت عنده فلم يصلي علي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله، this is a very mubarak month of Ramadan, the month that we should be waiting for with great anticipation. The buzurgs of before, 6 months after Ramadan, they used to make tawbah istighfar that we did not spend our Ramadan correctly. And the next 6 months, they started preparing for the coming of the next Ramadan. So our anticipation, passion for Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala bless us. And then to appreciate every moment of this very great and glorious month. We shouldn't waste any moment to gain connection with Allah, to make our islah, to make ibadat as much as possible. We will enter Jannat by our iman, and we will get our stages in Jannat by our amal. So to enter Jannat, we'll need our iman, and then whatever stage, that will be with our amal. And this is the ideal opportunity, occasion, to make our amal as much as possible. With the same effort in this month, Allah gives so much more. Nafal becomes the value of a farad. A farad is the value of 70 faraid. So in this month, we should try and make avail of all this wonderful opportunity Allah has given us, and prepare our akhirah. Make our islah also. And to find Allah and to build a connection with Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest thing a person can achieve when he is connected with Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in this dunya also, and then in Jannat also, where he will get the how much we had connection with Allah, so much the didar, the God, to look at Allah, to be in the company of Allah. And that will be such a ni'mat that will surpass all other ni'mats. Many times perhaps a thought comes to a person, we want all the enjoyments of Jannat, the fruit, the gardens, the hurul een, all that. It is just like when a person gets married and he has prepared his house, he has prepared his quarters, his room for his wife. The best of things he has done there. But if the wife is not there, all this is meaningless. And if it is just a simple place, nothing, but your wife is there, it is everything. So like that in Jannah, when Allah will be there, that will be everything. All the other facilities, whatever they are, on their place, but they compare nothing to Allah Ta'ala himself. Allah give us tawfiq. One great ibadat for our whole life, and in Ramadan, the value of it much, much more, is salawat ala nabi, durood sharif on nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Allah is addressing the believers, and who are the friends of Allah Ta'ala, and a friend always wants good for his friend. So Allah Ta'ala is giving that advice, that encouragement, what is very good. First Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah, that Allah Ta'ala himself, and according to Arabic grammar, this is called Jumla Ismiya, which one of the features of Jumla Ismiya, it shows on continuity. That is, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, to translate this ayat, that Allah Ta'ala sends durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is the correct translation, but is the incomplete translation. The complete is that Allah Ta'ala always sends durood, continuously. Allah is since ever, Allah is forever, continuously Allah is sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah ta'ala is sending durood. The durood of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is Allah is raising the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam all the time. If nobody also sends durood, Allah himself all the time, the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most high. And Allah is increasing and raising his stages all the time. وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ And the malaika, the pure beings who are created of nur, who have no capacity of being unmindful of Allah, of disobeying Allah, they continuously in the obedience of Allah, they also continuously are sending salawat, durood. And the durood of the malaika, they are in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuously they are in the praises. And Allah reward how many people of the ummah, what beautiful praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam they have presented. Like for example, Qasida Burda Sharif, famous it is, and many others also. And perhaps the most eloquent and the most concise, and the most, in a few words, in which everything has been said, Ba'da Ashuda, Tuhi Buzur, Qissa Mukhtasar. After Allah Ta'ala, the position is of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the story is short. That there is no one else after Allah is the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And in there is included what Allama Busiri also says, that don't say that what the Christians have said with regard to their Nabi, that they made him Allah himself. Don't say that. But besides that, whatever praises you want to say of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go ahead. Now, by all means, say all the praises. But don't take him to a level higher than what his level is. That is not praising. That is really undoing the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the malaika also continuously in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in durood sharif. إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ And salawat that Allah Ta'ala is sending, those are the very special favors of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is, like that rahmat, this is also rahmat of Allah. But the very special rahmat, that is called salawat. And Allah refers to it for the mu'mineen also. The highest levels of salawat are exclusive for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the believers also, that when we say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim. Allah says for these believers who read at any time of difficulty, the salawat of Allah upon them also. It is also those special mercies, but of course, in this all of the mercies of Allah, what is for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nobody can imagine. That is of the highest order. And then the righteous believers, and according to their level, they also get, but it can never reach that what Allah has given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the durood of the believers is that they are continuously making dua, that they are sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here also, a very fascinating point is that Allah then says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi. O believers, you also send salawat. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And salam also. Salawat, salat, salat or salam. And salam also. And do it taslima with passion, with feeling. In abundance send durood sharif. So Allah has commanded us, but we don't find any words of durood sharif where we say we are sending. Allah told us to send durood. But we don't say sallaytu ala nabi, usalli ala nabi, that I am sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, what we say again, Allahumma salli, oh Allah, you send durood. If outwardly, this is like a person, a father tells his son, do this work, a ustad tells his student, do this work, and he tells in turn to the father, you do this work. He says to the ustad, you do it. The reason why it is so, that we are not fit in any way to send durood. So we ask Allah, you send durood for us. And Allah is a kind being that Allah will send that durood and put it into our account, that you had sent the durood. Otherwise, we were not fit. We don't know the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we have to send, we will use words the way we want to praise. In fact, we will disgrace. We will use words which are not befitting of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam in any way whatsoever. So we say, O Allah, you send durood on our behalf. And Allah will send the durood as is fitting, befitting as is the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but Allah will give us the sawab, as though you send the durood sharif. And the sending of durood sharif is like buying shares in this great company. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali says that we know many types of businesses. We know the car industry, the furniture industry, many gold industry, diamonds industry, lot of businesses. But one great business is the business of sending durood sharif. That is also a business, and it is the greatest business. And so to say, the directors of this business is Allah Himself, the malaika, the righteous believers. They are the directors of this business. So when Allah is telling us to send durood sharif, Allah is saying, buy shares in this business. And the shares are so great in this business. In this business, and in many businesses that enlist on the stock exchange, they just enlist and they come with just very minimal money. Just so much money that they can enlist on the stock exchange. After that, the whole business they run is not with their money. Now they sold shares to the people. And now with the people's money, they are running the business. And in that, the major portion are their salaries and their profits which they take for themselves. A small amount which appears a big amount to us are the dividends they are giving on the shares to us. But they are taking the major part. They run the business in that country. Many people are under wrong notion that foreign investment is a very big important thing for a country. But it is a big lie. There is no foreign investment. All what foreign companies do enlist on the stock exchange. And then with the money of the people of the country who buy shares there, they run the business with that money. And then they take the bulk of it in their salaries, the profits they make, and the bulk of it goes out of the country. A small portion which appears big to those local people, they get their dividends on that. They run the business for 15, 20 years, and after that they go insolvent, bankrupt. Now all that money is gone, and whatever they will salvage of that, that also goes out of the country. But this business of sending durood sharif, there is no question of this business going down. There is no question of the directors doing down the investors and the shareholders in any way whatsoever. And the dividends are not only limited to this dunya, and we get the great benefits of durood sharif in this dunya already. And what we'll get in the qabr, in akhirat, we cannot imagine. How many people who just have bought a little share, once they send durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were in problems in their qabr, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam was there to help them out. On the day of Qiyamah they are in problems, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam is there to help them. And then forever in Jannah what they will get. So this is that great business, and it is up to us how much shares we want to buy. We want to send one durood a day. We are once in a lifetime, once a day, occasionally sometime, or we want to send more often. It comes a person who sends 10 times durood, which should be the minimum for us. We should try morning and evenings to send 10 times durood sharif. Allah, we will get the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which will be so greatly coveted, desired, and appreciated on the day of Qiyamah. When a person is down and out, nothing is, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. Everything is darkness, problems on problems, and somebody comes and helps you out at that time. How much won't you appreciate it? On the day of Qiyamah, people will be drowning in their sweat, will be in great difficulties, Those who read at least 10 times Durood Sharif, which doesn't even take 10 seconds. It really, Durood Sharif doesn't take much time if we read the shortest Duroods. And if Allah give us tawfiq, we read Durood Ibrahimi, what we read in Namaz. But otherwise, even just Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sallallahu Ala Nabi, Ala Nabi Al Ummi, that also. So that should be the minimum. Then we should strive to read 100 times a day Durood. 100 times a day Durood Sharif will take us about 3 minutes or so. And the rewards are unimaginable. It comes in a Hadith Sharif. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala Himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nifaq, Bara'atum minan nar. This person is pure and free from hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is one of the dirtiest, filthiest, and most horrible crimes, most hideous, horrendous crimes. That is, what is munafaqat? That a person who is like your friend in front of you, he praises you, he talks good about you in front of you, the minute he turns his back, you turn your back, then he stabs you in the back. He speaks against you. Nobody like that. If the wife is like that, the husband will hate her. Who got married with so much of love and with so much of exchanging of gifts and so much things. But you find that she's like a munafiq. She's got affairs with other people. Or she finds out the husband is like that. In front of me, he's telling me he loves me so much. But behind me, he's got affairs with other women. And in fact, he's speaking bad about me. Bad mouthing me all the time. How won't you hate such a person? And this is in dunya's matters. And in deen's matters, we say we are Muslims, but in our heart we have got kufr. We love the ways of the kufr. Their dressing, their lifestyle, everything what they do, all the wrong things. We read the kalima, but then we opposite to that is in our heart. We say that we believe in akhirat, and akhirat is the real life, but we love this dunya. And we do everything for this dunya, and no time for akhirat. So this munafiq, and indeed, it is the worst thing that a person, and today unfortunately, ulama used to say, not very long ago, that nifaq amali, that is in amal, in our practices, there was hypocrisy which was widespread. That a person, he says he's a Muslim, but he dresses like a non-Muslim. He lives his life like a non-Muslim. His way of life, everything he does. No, he doesn't give preference to Islamic Quran and Hadith education. He gives preference to secular education. He gives preference to other things. And now the time has come, unfortunately, that now is nifaq-e-i'tiqadi. In our beliefs we have got nifaq also. That we are saying we are Muslims, but actually our beliefs are of the non-believers. And we carry on like that. Just imagine, the Saudi, a country which is predominantly with the Salafis there. And they their level and their understanding of Tawheed was so high. Far, they many wrong things also they brought in that Tawheed. So much so that in a qabristan, a graveyard, they don't allow the name of the person also whose qabr it is. And not only any ordinary qabristan, in Jannatul Baqi, Jannatul Maala, they broke down all those that were there. Any qabr that had a name, they removed it completely. And even the royal family in Riyadh, which is like the Hero's Acre, where the kings are buried, there also they don't allow that at all. But those very people, the munafiqat came, that now they are teaching idol worship in the schools. They are teaching Hinduism. It's impossible to understand and comprehend that in Saudi the Salafis, that they would have to be teaching idol worship. And we have to be careful. We think this is something far-fetched, where we also get involved in these things. And how many people, learned people, today we are promoting and promulgating the ways of the kuffar, the atheists, the scientists, the governments, what they say, and we give preference to that over Quran Sharif. So it is a very great thing. Just by reading 100 times a day durood, Allah will remove this munafiqah. And the punishment in Jahannam is so severe. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Munafiqs will be in the lowest pit of Jahannam. Worse punishment than the kuffar also. And they will be in coffins of steel. And the steel will be also burned red, blazing like fire that steel will be. And they will be in there. And no relief of that punishment. Continuously, we can't imagine what it is. By reading 100 times Durood Sharif, Allah will free us from that. So we should, at any cost, we must make sure we read. And Bara'atu minan nar, and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. The fire of Jahannam, we just take it by the outward words of it. We seldom think what is the reality. We in this world, we can't tolerate a flame of a matchstick, of a candle flame, of a small lamp. We can't take, forget that, that is too much. We a fly just flying around our nose or ears, we can't tolerate that. A mosquito, the sting of a mosquito and a wasp. So even if we just have one fly in the qabr, it will be a problem for us. And if it's a mosquito, and if it's a wasp, and in the qabr, there will be pythons, and there will be scorpions, and the poison of that will be much worse than the poison of the things of this dunya. And in that condition, and in Jahannam itself, Allahu Akbar, what are the terrible punishments of Jahannam? Yeah, just by reading 100 times Durood Sharif, Allah Himself guarantees you won't enter Jahannam. The ulama of Syria, when parents bring their children to them to read, like it's common in all communities, blow on the children. They advise them together with that, read 100 times durood on the food that is being cooked. And blow on that food. And feed that food to these little children. They will come out to be great ulama, huffaz, qurra, asfiya, atqiya. So mothers also, just read 100 times durood. To count it might be difficult. But you time yourself for one day, how long it takes me to read 100 durood. And when they are cooking, lot of things of them go by time. When they put something in the micro for so many minutes, this for so many minutes. So they can do this, just read their durood, 3 minutes at the start, when they start cooking, and blow in that food, and let the whole family eat and see what great barakah. A person who reads 100 times durood a day, Allah Ta'ala will raise him with the shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. To become a shaheed, we know it is a great, great sacrifice, great mujahada. But reading 100 times durood in peaceful condition, and you get that position. And read 100 times durood sharif a day, Allah will fulfill 100 of our needs, 30 of this dunya. And dunya's needs are much smaller compared to akhirat, and 70 of the akhirat, where we will be very desperate. And in the akhirat, no family will come. Husband will not see his wife. Wife will not care for her husband. Parents for their children. Children for their parents. Durood Sharif will help us. So let us try and read. And a great, great, great advantage, bonanza, gift of Durood Sharif, that ulama, after lengthy discussion, the final word they say, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ مُسْتَجَابٌ قَطْرٌ. That durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100% it is accepted. There is no doubt about it. In namaz, we make our Jummah, Allah accept from all of us. We made our preparation, we have been reading some nafal namaz, some salatul tasbih, whatever we could do, we have done. But we don't know if it's accepted or not. But durood sharif, 100% is, and not only accepted, but durood sharif in whichever ibadat it is raised. Maulana Bayazid Pandur, rahmatullah Ali, explained that namaz is the whole of namaz. Aqimi salata li dhikri. Perfect your namaz solely for my remembrance, Allah says. But Allah put durood also in the namaz. And why did Allah put durood when the thoughts will naturally go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That by barakat of durood, we know the quality of our namaz. Our namaz is to be rejected, our quality. But by the barakat of durood, Allah accepts it. In our du'as, we are taught, read durood sharif at the beginning, preferably in the middle, at the end again, and undoubtedly the du'a of yours is accepted. Read durood sharif with everything, and it is all accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the ayat was revealed, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. Oh, and we have made very high your remembrance, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how high Allah has made it, that from morning to night, that when this ayat was revealed, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what is the meaning? They said, Allahu Rasuluhu A'lam. Allah and His Rasul know better. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, it came to me now. And he told me the meaning of this ayat. This is a rare tafsir which Allah Himself made tafsir. Otherwise we find great ulama who have made tafsir, mufassireen. But there is a case where Allah Himself, and what was the tafsir? إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّ. When I will be remembered, Allah said, I've made the arrangement in the world, O my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my beloved, honorable, noble Nabi, you are going to be remembered with me. So we find that when we get up in the morning, where we will read our La ilaha illallah, we will read Muhammadur Rasulullah. When we will hear Adhan, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an La ilaha illallah, that Adhan will be incomplete, it will have to be repeated again if the Muadzin forgets to say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Namazi janaza at the time there, what Allah praises after the first takbir, durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever we can think of, when a person passes away and his eyelids are closed, which is sunnah to do, his plea, when he passes away, his eyelids are open. They should be put down closed. And there also, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. Everything from morning to night, from birth to death, when a child is born, Adhan and Takbir are given. In there also where Allah's remembrance, Allah's Rasul. When a person passes away also, Janaza Namaz, and when we are burying also a person, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah. So to all the time. So Durood Sharif is that great ibadat which should be in our lives all the time. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif that إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The most closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who reads the most durood. Ulama have explained that one meaning of closest, to be physically close. Who wouldn't want to be close to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah? Whoever is reading more durood, he will be more closer. The other is to be close in the heart. Though a person is far away from you, somebody is gone for Umrah, but they are beloved to you. Physically they are far, but they are close. So the second meaning, that person will be the closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will love that person the most, who is reading the most durood. And it's up to us how many durood we want to read. The third meaning, that the person will get the most intercession on the day of Qiyamah, is the person who reads the most durood. And we all will be desperately in need of the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is dependent on our durood. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Al-Bakhilu idha zukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya. A real stingy, mightily person is that person that my name is taken in front of him and he doesn't read durood sharif. We have to check ourselves that even now, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is being taken, his title, are we reading durood? And durood sharif mustn't be just in the heart or in the mind. We should move our lips and our tongue also and read durood sharif. And how many favors of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, through whose barakat this world is in existence, through whose barakat the world is functioning, through whose barakat we got Iman and Islam. Whatever we have got, any good is through the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we can't even move our lips and our tongue, and we can't even read durood. That is the worst stingy person. Allah give us tawfiq to make this the shi'ar of our life. If we read 100 times, Very fortunate, ulama have written the minimum of reading Durood Sharif in abundance is 300 times. A person who will read 1,000 times Durood Sharif will not pass away until he sees his place in Jannah. So you have to ask, read 10 times the minimum. Read 100 times. Read 300 times. Read 1,000 times. And mashallah, many, many friends have said that they have made it this their mission. And they are reading Durood Sharif in great abundance. And on the day of Jumu'ah, we should increase it much more. Every day should be our ma'amul. And Jumu'ah, we should read much more. May Allah give us all tawfiq, accept from us. And let us appreciate the month of Ramadan. And fulfill the rites of this month. And take all the wonderful gifts and wonderful presents of this month. Let us accept them wholeheartedly and make them part of our life. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.